أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with Surah Al-Isra, we were looking at section 7. So let's today complete this section and then have an overall view of section 1 to 7. So let's look at Ayah 71. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يَوْمَ نَدْءُ قُلُّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. Remember the day when we will call every people with their leaders, with their imam. فَمَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Then whoever has given his book in his right hand, فَأُولَيْكَ يَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابَهُمْ. They will be reading their book. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. And they will not be dealt with at all unjustly. Fatil is like the date fiber in its seed, the really tiny thing. So the image given here is that we will be with our imam. So first thing I need to know about my imam. Really important. We all know the hadith of the Prophet, one who does not know the imam of his time will die the death of jahiliyyah. Really important. Secondly, those who are given their right book in their right hands, they will be reading their book quite happily. So what about those who are given it in their left hands? We are told in the Quran they will be given the books behind their back and they won't want to read it because they are told, اقرأ كتابك, read your book. They're forced to read their book. While those who are given it in their right hands want to read their book. So it's an imagery we need to think about. Do I want to know about my life? Do I look back at it? Is it something I want to see? Have I written my biography? Is there stuff that I need to apologize about? Stuff that I need to do istighfar about and do tawbah about so I'm able to read it comfortably? Again, Ayah 72. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى. Whoever is blind in this. In other words, blind to the signs of the Creator. We've just seen a whole section on an imagery about being in the sea and calling out to Him and looking at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carries us in the land and sea. If we're blind to it, فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى. We will be blind to it in the hereafter as well. That means if we do not see the signs of the Creator all around us, then there's permanent blindness of the heart. وَأَذَلُّ سَبِيلًا. And we will be completely lost from the way. Which way? صِرَاط الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. The way to reach our full potential. Now he's talking to the Prophet. He says, وَإِنْ كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِينَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرَ وَإِذًا لَاتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا. And surely they wish you to turn away from that which has been revealed to you and that you should make something up for them so that they can take you as a friend. In other words, they put the Prophet on trial. They're trying to tell him, change the revelation and then we will become your friends. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, وَلَوْلَا أَن ثَبَّتْنَاكَ لَكَدْ كِتَّ تَرْقًا وَإِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا. Had it not mean that we have made you firm, we had held you up, you might have thought, you know what, maybe I can do something to help them. You might have been inclined to them a little. And then in the next ayah, that there is no point in inclining to them at all. And Allah uses a very harsh statement. He says, إِذَنْ لَأَذَقْنَاكَ ضِعْفَ الْحَيَاةِ وَضِعْفَ الْمَمَاتِ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ عَلَيْنَا النَّصِيرَ. And in that case, if you're inclining towards these people, even a little, we will make you taste punishment in the life and in the after death, in the hereafter, and you won't find any helper against us. And then why they do this? وَإِنْ كَادُوا لَيَسْتَفِزُّونَكَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ لِيُخْرِجُوكَ مِنْهَا. They do this because they want to unsettle you from the land. They want you to go away. They want you to expel. They want to expel you from it. They don't want to hear all this. They want to change the way they are. They want you to leave Makkah. And then Allah says, وَإِذَا لَّا يَلْبَثُونَ خِلَافَكَ إِلَّا كَلِيلًا. And even if they do that, if they get you out of Makkah, which they did, he left Makkah for Medina, they're not going to stay here for long. And we can see, it was 8 years after this that Makkah was conquered. phenomenal statements well before this happened. And finally, ayah 77, sunnata man kad arsalna qablaka min rusulina. This is our course with regard to those of our messengers who came before you. Wala tajidu li sunnatina qablaka min rusulina, wala tajidu li sunnatina tahwila. And you shall not find a change in our course, in the way we are. So let's quickly just have a quick look at the seven sections that we have done. So we have Surah Al-Isra, 111 ayat. We've divided it into 10 sections. It's a Makki surah. The first section we saw Isra wa Mi'raj, the night journey, where there was the comfort to the Prophet and elevation. Then in the second section, we saw the two rises and two falls of the Bani Israel, the history of the Bani Israel. Then we saw why the human being does such things. He prays for evil, thinking he's praying for good. There's a bird's eye view of all our deeds around our neck. And worldly actions are causes of agitation, and deeds linked to the hereafter or selflessness are immortal. Then we have the Quranic version of the Ten Commandments in section 4, which then leads to section 5, at the consequences of then rejecting these. Allah puts a barrier between the rejectors and the Quran, hijab and mastura, because they do not look at revelation with intellectual humility. And he says, speak better words. That's your way forward. The beginning of all this started with shaitan, with the arrogance of shaitan, which we find in section 6. And then finally, in section 7, which we've been looking at, there's a rhetoric question. Do you feel safe? And we found examples of divine protection on land and sea. And finally, today we saw how every human being will be raised with their imam and given their autobiography to read, and how Allah's help is always there. Inshallah, we will continue with Surah Al-Isra tomorrow. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ